Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. And today I'm doing a Week 1 NCAA game preview between the NC State Wolfpack and the East Carolina Pirates. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100s Football. And, of course, our podcast updated every single day. Over 1,000 episodes to listen to on any major podcast streaming platform. Once again, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Well, let's get into this one. College football right around the corner. This is going to be a good game. NC State, East Carolina. It's going to be fun. This game is going to kick off in just a little bit. We're almost there, September the 3rd at noon Eastern time, so a little bit less than a month away. But we are already getting you ready here for a lot of games at 100th Football. But let's talk about this one. Let's talk about East Carolina first, the Pirates. Last year, pretty good record, 7-5 overall, with head coach Mike Houston, of course. It was their first winning season since 2014, so it's been quite some time. Definitely an upgrade last year. And we all know, right, that battle they had with Cincinnati. That was pretty close for early on, but then once we all know how Cincinnati is, they pulled away with it. But East Carolina held their own. They have some good pieces. Let's talk about them. Let's first go with the offense. Offense is pretty solid, right? It's a lot better in pass protection. The running game is pretty solid as well. The passing game, I think, could be fine. Like I said, Allers, longtime vet, knows what he's going to be able to do with the ball. He's going to have a good season. I think he could probably throw for around 200-plus yards. And the receiving core, I think, should be fine, too. You have C.J. Johnson, a good deep threat. Ryan Jones as well at the tight end position. He got 37 passes last season with 5 touchdowns. So I think that Holton is going to be able to just spread the ball evenly throughout his receiving core. The offensive line is going to be experienced, which is what I always look for in teams. If you have an experienced offensive line, you're going to be fine for the most part. But you're going to have to – I think they're going to be fine, like I said. They were really solid. They were really good. Parker Moore coming over from West Virginia, he's going to be good at left tackle position. And the front five is going to look better, I think, this year than did last year. The running back rotation, right? They went real young, got some really good guys. Allers will take off. He'll run some if he needs to. But then you're getting Rahaji Harris. He's going to go for well over 1,500 yards more than likely. You also get North Carolina transfer Kamaro Edmonds, who's going to really get some good snaps as well throughout the season. Over to the defense now. It was all right, right? Nothing crazy. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't top tier either. And I think that if you look at some of the guys, right, you did lose your all-stars, right? Your two of your good guys and linebacker, Bruce Bivens, and your safety, Jaquan McMillan. Both of those gentlemen are no longer with the team. But in comes Miles Berry. He's back at the linebacking spot. You also have Jeremy Lewis as well, who will be a key pass rusher this upcoming season in his little hybrid role he's rocking with. Xavier Smith, he's going to be getting a bigger role this season as well. And talking about the secondary, it's going to be good with Malik Fleming, the vet, knows what he's doing at the corner position. You can build around that. And some keys for East Carolina if they want to help win this game. Just run the ball, control the clock, and really make sure that you just eat away at that time. Like I said, the offense last year wasn't always the most consistent. It held the ball for close or a little bit over 30 minutes a game last season, and it struggled some on third down. So as long as you can convert on third down, that clock is going to go up even more. Fun fact, last year they were 7-0 when they ran the ball for over 150 yards or more, and they were 0-5 when they didn't. So if they have a good running day, it could mean a win. If not, we'll see. And this says, going back to 2020, right, that loss to Cincinnati we spoke about, they're 9-0 when they hit that mark for over 150 yards. So they have a nice little hot streak going there. As for the defense, just get a little bit more of a pass rush. They had 26 sacks last season, not too bad, but they're really going to have to get things going against this NC State team. Speaking of NC State, let's switch over to them now, and then we will get into the final score. NC State, the Wolfpack. My goodness, what a year it was last year in the ACC for this squadron here. Of course, led by head coach, we all know Dave Doran. Really good year last year, 9-3 in the ACC. And, I mean, honestly, they're right there. If it wasn't for Clemson, I feel like people would be talking a lot more about NC State and just how good that they have been. I mean, they have a tremendous record, and they have the second most wins outside of Clemson of any ACC program in the last 8 seasons. So people kind of just think that NC State kind of came out of nowhere in the last 2 or 3 seasons. But no, they've been really consistently good outside of 2019, which is a rough year. But other than that, very good for quite some time now. And, of course, you get Devin Leary, your quarterback, who you can just give the ball to really whenever, and he can accomplish some really good feats. Man, I love Devin Leary as a quarterback. I think that he is tremendous. He can throw the ball as much as you need him to. He's good size, 6'1", 212, threw for over 3,000 yards last year with 35 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. Really solid. But let's talk about the pieces around him, who was there, who was gone, and let's talk with this offense some. Like I said, they averaged in the passing game over 288 yards per game, the second most efficient in the ACC behind Pittsburgh. And also the O-line, it's all right, but it's missing some top guys, the offense in general, not just the O-line. The offense, you're missing Emeka Emezi, and also your top two running backs in Donovan Knight and Ricky Pearson. And, of course, the big blow to this team is Aiko McWanu, the first-round talent selected by the Carolina Panthers. Your tremendous tackle, he is no longer with the team, so there's going to be a big hole to fill there. Looking at who's going to replace him, looks like that's going to be Bryson Spies' spot to lose. He's going to slide over from right tackle to left. Yes, I have Grant Gibson, a tremendous center, who is going to be helping out with the play calls and whatnot on the O-line. The groundwork, they struggled with it last year. That was a bit of a downside to their heavy passing attack if they could not get the ground game running. It failed to get over 200 yards in over the last 9 games last season, and they were hard to they struggled to get really close to 4 yards per carry, which you got to have at least a little bit more than that. Like I say, you bring back Jordan Houston. He had an okay year, but he's got to get things going. And that's why I think that they're still just going to rely heavy on Devin Leary. But you got to get the ground game going a little bit more, not just in this game versus East Carolina, but throughout the entire season if you want to get some more explosion to those potential play-action passes and whatnot. And also the receiving core around Devin Leary. Like I said, Amezi, he's done, right? But you have 6 guys who came up with over 200 yards last year. You're bringing in Thayer Thomas, Devin Carter. You also get Daryl Jones coming in from Maryland. So you still have some good pieces around him at that receiving core to help out. Over to the defense, 3rd in the ACC overall, 14th in the nation, and they were really solid. They have good depth. They have great talent. They have big-name players, big-time, just all-stars. The linebacking core, right? Vi Jones, he's gone to the NFL. But you are getting first-team All-ACC. Drake Thomas coming back in the mix. Had 99 tackles last year. And also you have Devin Betty, who is a good option up the middle as well. But Isaiah Moore is back. He missed last year with a knee injury. And Peyton Wilson, the team's top tackler in 19 and 20. Both of them are coming back after missing all of last year. And I think that that could really help out this defense. I mean, honestly, the linebacking core in general could be an all-ACC just powerhouse, depending on how they play this year. But there's a lot of potential there and a lot of fun to watch out for throughout the season. The pass rush as well, that came from the linebacking core. You have to get some more on the D-line. Daniel Joseph, he is gone after last year with 5 sacks. The tackles, right? You have Corey Durden, a good pro prospect. Savion Jackson's got to do a little bit more on the outside. And they also have in the corners, you have Shaheen Battle and Derek Pitts, 2 solid players there. Also, you get Tanner Engel, first-team All-ACC last year as well, with 82 tackles helping out in the backfield. And then some keys if NC State wants to pull away with this one and get a win with week 1 coming up very, very soon. Like I mentioned, September the 3rd, a little bit less than a month away. The offense, get the ground game going. This is a good game to experiment week 1. Like I said, they struggled to get close to 200 yards, did have about 4 yards per carry, a little bit less than that. So you got to at least try, right? They didn't get 100 yards in 4 games last season. So you got to get something rocking here. And this is a good game to try things out with. Also, for the defense, they got to generate more turnovers. They picked off a lot of passes, right? They were really good with that. You got to keep it up, though. And you also need to get some fumbles as well. I mean, if you can keep up with the tremendous interception they had and then rock with some fumbles too, this defense is going to be scary. So overall, final score for this game, I think NC State's going to have a nice day. I think East Carolina's going to put up a good fight. We know that they've taken certain teams like the Cincinnati game. But overall, my final score for this one, I've got the Wolfpack out of NC State with a score of 40. And ECU, the East Carolina Pirates, are 21. I'll go 21 on this one. So NC State 40, ECU 21. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But please, put in the comments what will be the final score, who is going to be a breakout player, who's going to have a good day, who might struggle. We would love to hear and interact with you in the comments section, whether it's on Facebook or on YouTube. Also, go check out our podcast, available every single day, and go and leave a review. Just say, hey, I enjoyed the show. Or if you want us to do a certain game preview, please put it in the comments and we will get it done before the season kicks off. We are so excited with football finally returning. You got the NFL preseason going on. We've got college football right around the corner. And this is where our show makes the bread and butter. This is what we love doing, game previews, a ton of them each and every single week. And like I said, if you want a certain game for us to preview, put it in the comments, and we will put it into our rotation. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.